Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying You Are Secure, Know Who You Are in Christ, Part 2, based on the book Your Identity in Christ by Neil T. Anderson. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Know that life in Christ is secure. Let's look at our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 21. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. What is it that establishes us in Christ? God establishes us. But how does he do it? Well, our text reveals three ways. First of all, we are anointed by God. Verse 21. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Our anointing is not for a temporal kingdom, but for the eternal kingdom accomplished by God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. As Christians, we are anointed in Christ. Second, we are sealed by God. Look at the first part of verse 22. Who also has sealed us. God's work of ownership. Kind of the way that cattle ranchers brand animals to avoid mixing or to retrieve if it's stolen or lost. God has placed a mark on those who are his. Like wax seals on letters. Everyone recognized the seal. It reflected the integrity of authority and gave assurance of the message. But if the seal was broken, you couldn't be sure. Christians have a great seal with the greatest promise. God purchased us with the blood of the Lamb, and he sealed us to ensure our protection. God takes care of his own people. Exodus chapter 8, verse 22. And in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, and in which my people dwell, that no swarm of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. Exodus chapter 9, verse 4. And the Lord will make a difference between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt. Nothing shall die of all that belongs to the children of Israel. Chapter 9, verse 26. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. Chapter 10 of Exodus, verse 23. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. But against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move its tongue, against man or beast, that you may know that the Lord does make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And Exodus chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. God did it then for Israel, and he will do it now for us. Revelation chapter 9, verse 4. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only those men who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. We are covenant people to the Lord, not of stone tablets, but of flesh tablets of the heart. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds. I will write them, and then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. And then third, we are indwelt by God. The second part of verse 22. And given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. The Holy Spirit indwells our hearts as a deposit from God, guaranteeing eternal life. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Who gave us this guarantee? God did. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. This is just a deposit with the remainder in heaven. The believer is secure from ever falling from God's hands. Christians have no reason to fear losing their salvation, ever. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Listen, people promise and then let you down. But 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, for all the promises of God in him, referring to Jesus, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Amen. You have a great day.